We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power will be encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere. Let us pray, let us pray, everywhere and every way, every moment
of... We got it. Good morning. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. And this is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your host this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Tina Dobbs is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Pastor Powerhouse Tammy Bailey. How are you?
I'm blessed. Highly flavored with favor, as you say.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I like the flavor you bring.
Oh, I like the flavor you bring.
It's so good.
It is so good.
If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837. And you can still post it to our Facebook page. And we will do our best to get it on paper so that we can pray for you about halfway through the program. We do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program is in it. I say we, Miss Tina. Miss Tina.
Miss Tina.
The Lord said give her credit where it's due.
That's right. That's right.
Yes, sir. Miss Tina will get that posted shortly after the program is ended.
That's good. I like that.
Our sponsor for today is Grants Auction and Realty. They don't charge you more. They make you more by itemizing and cataloging all your items. If you would like to have a spot on the wheel for the blessing book for the month of June,
wow,
all you have to do is like, share, and comment done. The book for this month is Hard Sayings, Reconciling the Cost of Discipleship and the American Dream,
wow,
by Joshua West, by Pastor Joshua West.
Wow. That looks like a good one.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I think I covered it all. Pastor Tammy,
amen.
Would you please pray to start us out?
Yes. Heavenly Father, we are so blessed to be here today. And God, we don't take it lightly. Father, you know, sometimes we can just get so familiar with just the routine of things that we can take it for granted. But God, we know that this hour is a blessing from you. It is a privilege. And God, we thank you for the freedom that we have to come into this place so freely and just get into your word and to preach your word and God, to just pour out what you've put in, but also to receive what you're giving us. And so, Father, today we just want to say thank you. Thank you for this open door. Thank you for this opportunity. And Father, we just ask right now that you have your way in this hour. This is not about us. This is about you. And God, your will. We want your will. I want to jump in and run and ask you to go with me. God, we want you to lead and we want to follow you. And so today, Holy Spirit, we give you the freedom to lead this hour. We ask you to give us the right now word fitly spoken in due season. Whatever is on the Father's heart, we ask you to relay it today. And Father, I just ask you, just like Sister Monica's prayed, we just pray that every heart and every eye and every ear be open to receive, but not just open to receive, but open and teachable. And God, that you would begin to work in us and work through us today. And Father, we just want to say thank you for letting us be in your family. We love you. We love to belong to you. We love to be your children. And God, we're so blessed. And we just want to pour it out wherever we go. And we ask today that you'd send this word to those that need to hear it in this hour. And we ask you to send it to the north, south, east, and west. And God, that it would go throughout the earth for your glory and for your purposes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I like your title.
Yes.
You are gifted.
Yes, you are gifted, Monica. You're gifted, Tina. Okay. I could get up and run over there, but I'm tired, okay?
I know. All right. This rain,
yeah.
Girl. I woke up. My alarm went off at 6. I didn't have no fan. I didn't have no power. So I hit snooze about
Yes.
I hit snooze until you couldn't hit snooze no more.
That was me. Boy, I was hitting snooze over and over again. I was like, I got to get out of bed. I try not to do that when I got to be somewhere. But the Lord had already told me what I was going to do, so I felt settled I could hit snooze. So thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Abba. We love you.
Yes. Praise the Lord. Okay. So the title is You Are Gifted. And so today I really want to just teach a little bit. And I'd actually shared some of this yesterday at the Refuge, but I just felt the Lord say it is needed, because so many times we just have a desire to work for the kingdom of God. We have a desire to really serve the Lord, but we don't always know where we fit, and we don't always know what we're supposed to be doing. And I think a lot of that can be just, it can help you understand a little more if we understand where we're gifted. So we can just jump in with what we've been gifted with and use that. I think when you begin to understand where you're gifted, it's almost like this aha light bulb moment where you go, oh, that's how I've always been. I just get it. And it makes so much sense to me. And it also helps you understand other people, because a lot of times we get annoyed by other people because they aren't like us. Okay. And so what happens is we think everybody should be like us. And when they're not, we get irritated. But the reality is God has made us different for a purpose. And so when we understand even other people's giftings, it helps us set back and just really embrace who God made them to be and embrace that part of God in them. Because I believe that these giftings that we're going to talk about today, they're really just the imprint of the Father in us, okay? In fact, we're going to talk about the, some call them the foundational gifts, some call them the motivational gifts. They're in Romans 12. We're going to be going through Romans 12, 1 through 8, and these are the gifts that we're going to be talking about. These are the gifts that come from the Father, okay? 1 Corinthians 12 talks about the gifts that come from Holy Spirit, and Ephesians 4 talks about the gifts that come from Jesus. And so what we have is in Romans 12 are really the foundational, the ministry gifts, if you want to call them. They are the gifts that I believe every one of us are born with. And so these gifts are, you have a gift. That's why I said you are gifted, because every one of us are born with gifts from the Father. So I think it's like, you know how like you could sit here and tell me about your siblings and what it is that each one of you carry from your father. You all have certain things that you carry from him. My sister, you know, really one of my sisters, boy, she really carries the work ethic of my father. Like she, even as a little kid, she just was always just ready to go and wanted to be in the field and wanted to work. Okay. I wanted to be inside and cook meals. I was like, can I just go cook supper for everybody, Dad? Okay. He's like, get out in the field. I ain't got no boys. And so I had to get out there. I had to do the farming stuff, but I hated it. Okay. And I'll tell y'all something, a funny story. Okay. This is not important, but I like to just be very open. Anyway, when I was a kid, my dad always put us in the farm, and literally we'd go out there and we'd be in the farm, and it was just me and my sister, okay, because my brother wasn't born until way long after that, and we were always out there, and I really did have an allergy to hay, but literally, I would go out there, this is terrible, okay, this is before I was really saved, okay, but I'd go out there, and I was like, I would start sneezing, and then I would even, this is terrible, I'm literally telling myself, I would twist this little, like, the tissue up, and I'd stick it up my nose without Dad knowing, so I'd get myself sneezing really bad, so he'd have to send me home. He's like, just go to the house. I feel terrible. I really feel bad now, okay, because Dad worked so hard, and so, anyway, but my sister got that same just drive to work, and I believe that comes from the Father, but it was from my dad, you know, and I would say part of what I really took from my dad was just the love of the Word, and I just have this passion to do the ministry work that God's put before me. And you know how it is. One of your siblings looks like your dad a certain way, and you look like your dad in another way. And so I just believe these foundational giftings, these gifts that we were born with, are the imprint of the Father himself in you. And I just love that, because when we break these down and we really look at them, they're really God. They're really the Father himself in you. And he wants to express himself to those in the earth. And he's going to do it through you and I. And so what I want to tell you is that you are gifted. I don't care if you feel like it or not. We don't live by what we feel. We don't live by what we see. And we don't live by what we hear. But we live by the Word of God. And the Word of God says that you have gifts. And so today, I really want to jump into those gifts and really talk about them. And so the foundational gifts, like I said, are something you were born with. And so we want to jump in right now. We'll just turn to Romans 12, 1 through 8. And when I say you're born with them, there's some that will argue and debate this, okay? Some will say, okay, what you're saying is even unbelievers are gifted. And I believe they are. And but not everybody surrenders their gift to the Lord. Not everybody gives their gifts to God. I mean, you think about people who are using their gifts for the world. They don't know they're from God. And so they're not glorifying God with them. But I believe every person is gifted with certain things that they were supposed to use that to glorify God. And so whether it was that you were born with it when you were born in your physical body, or you were born again spiritually and received these gifts, all I can tell you is that you were born with them. What I can say is that one of my strong gifts that God put within me, strong gifts of himself in me, is mercy. And so what I can tell you is that before I really surrendered my life to the Lord, I was still strong in mercy. So I would be at school, you know, we'd go to school, and I always saw the kid who was sitting by themselves, and I couldn't stand it. It just tore my heart up. I'd cry at night, laying in my bed crying. I wasn't living for the Lord, but there was something in me that was compelled to just reach out to someone that seemed like they needed someone else. And so I would go and sit with these people at lunch, and I wanted to go with my friends, okay, but I would see them and I was compelled to go set with these people because I did not want them to be alone. And so mercy really motivated me. See, these gifts also, some will call them motivational gifts, okay? And so they motivate you. They'll drive you in certain directions. And so that mercy gift really motivated me to die to myself and go over here and minister to someone else. See, we're going to break this down, but if you're going to use these motivational gifts that you've been gifted with, what you have to do is die to yourself. It's a sacrifice. Okay. It's going to cost you something in order to use these gifts. And so I would lay down my freedom to go hang out with my friends, and I would go set with somebody that I felt like had nobody. And so I was motivated to do that because of the gift within me. But what these gifts will also do is motivate the person you minister to. And so you'll find when they're flowing, not only are you motivated by them, but they'll motivate the person you're ministering to. That's why they're also called motivational gifts. But okay, let's go ahead and read Romans 12, 1 through 8. You know what? We already prayed. It's Monday. I mean, and we've been at camp meeting. I'm tired, okay? So I was like, I said that same thing yesterday when we were at church. I was like, have I prayed? Have I read anything yet? I'm like, my mind is tired. Praise God for the Holy Spirit. Okay, the Lord never gets tired. Thank you, Lord. Come rise up in me. Okay, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation, he that giveth, let him do it with simplicity, he that ruleth with diligence, and he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. So these are the scriptures we're going to focus on. And And we're going to break down these gifts. And I believe that you'll find yourself in one of these areas. And you and I don't believe you're gifted just with one. You may have several, but usually you're strong in one gift in this area. You're very strong in one, and then others, you'll come along. You'll go, well, I'm pretty strong in that one too. But there's usually a very dominant one, okay? And so I believe as we begin to break these down, you're going to begin to see the areas where you're gifted by God, where God has graced you with himself. I love to say it that way. He's graced you with himself, and he wants that to be expressed in the earth. How else is anybody going to see God unless they see him in you? Amen? And so how can you let them see God in you other than to let him be expressed through you? He wants to show himself through you the way he's put himself in you. And so so let's just jump in to this. We've already established these gifts are from the Father. You were born with them. Every person on earth has these gifts. And the Bible tells us it's your reasonable service to use your gifts for the glory of God. Okay? Whatever the gift is that God's put in to you, it is your reasonable service to glorify God. Listen, when something is reasonable, it means it's not extreme for you to do it. It means it's just the bare minimum, okay? It's the least you can do to use these things that God has put in you to glorify him, okay? So use these things. It's just your reasonable service to give God glory by allowing this to be used for his kingdom and for his purposes. Now, let me say this. We'll never use these motivational, foundational gifts until we become a living sacrifice unto God. Okay? It's never going to happen until you present your body a living sacrifice. No one can do this for you. You have to present yourself. There was a point in my life where I just said, God, here am I. Send me. Use me. God, I lay myself down for you. Whatever you want to do with me, I'm all yours. Now, listen. That means that he can really use you any way he wants. And a lot of times he doesn't necessarily use us the way we want to be used at first. I believe that. There's a process that we go through. And some people even teach, and I thought this was such an interesting concept, but that we go from these gifts are given at birth, but then as we come into the faith, and those are sanctified and set apart for God's use, then they become holy and set apart only for him. But then you go on to the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and then the Holy Spirit then gives you these gifts, okay? So it's almost like you go in this place where the gifts go from just what you were born with to now Holy Spirit endows you with certain gifts that are supernatural, that are used for the kingdom of God, for the church body. Those are poured out to you. And then as you keep walking in that, if you're faithful, right? The Bible says if you're faithful with the little, you'll be given the much. Amen? There is greater to come. And I believe all these can eventually actually become what we call the ministry gifts in Ephesians 4. That we have the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. And those are office gifts in the church. Those, not everybody will sit in those positions. Those are gifts that are given to the body. And we'll maybe someday I'll come back and we'll break those down. But what those are to edify the body, to build the body up, to minister to the saints. It is to do the work of maturing the body, helping us become one in Christ, that Christ could be raised up in us, that he could be fully mature in us, because Christ is in us, but it doesn't mean he's able to walk maturely in us, because we can hinder him from walking in the fullness in us. And so all that to say, I believe that what you're gifted with, and we'll find this as we go on, what you're gifted with at birth may even, as you are faithful to let God use that for his glory, you will begin to grow in such a way that eventually that could even cause God to set you in his house in a position. Now, let me make very clear that this does not mean that there are, you're more, you know, that those who are sitting in that office gift are more surrendered to God, and that they're, you know, they're higher up, or that we give them. I don't in any way want to put people on a pedestal, because that is not God's way. In fact, let me say it this way. Jesus said he came to serve. And so if you are walking in a ministry gift, if you've been put in the position of apostle, prophet, pastor, teacher, or evangelist, you're a servant. actually, the least shall be the greatest, the Bible says, in the kingdom of heaven. And so let me say it this way. To actually sit in that position may cause you to be seen more, but what is actually the truth of it is you're going to serve more. If you're doing it in the right, if you're doing it in the way that God set it up, we'll actually be serving more. You're going to be laying yourself down more. When you walk in a ministry gift, you are going to have to, you're going to have to die to yourself. Now, I'm not saying every minister's doing that, okay? You can sit in that position, or the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, and not die to yourself. And you can, we see it all the time. And it becomes a place where you feel important, and that you get lifted up by pride, and you think people should serve you. And now you're the pastor, you're the apostle, whatever, and people should serve you. But anytime you get into that place, the Bible says pride comes before the fall. Something's about to shift, because God loves us too much to let us rise up in pride. Amen. And so we are to be serving. And so I don't ever want people to get confused that, oh, well, we've got to work to be apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher. No, but I believe that there is something to that, because God, God wants to take us to a place where we absolutely die to ourselves and we live unto God and do only what he calls us to do. And I believe if you step into that, that's what you're called to do. You're supposed to be living unto God and dying yourself and serving the body. And so I hope that makes sense. But so let's just get back into this. These gifts are to be used and developed. Listen, you're born with these gifts, but it doesn't mean that they automatically come at the, the mature level, if you want to say. They are something that you grow in, okay? These are things that are to be developed over time. And I believe that's why the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher set in position, is to also help train. To me, the leaders of the house are to even spot these in the body. You begin to see where these people are flowing. The Holy Spirit will show you, oh, wow, they have a mercy gift. They're very strong in leadership. They're very strong in giving. And they'll see these giftings often before the person even knows they have them, okay? And they'll see these, and then they're helping the body grow up in this. So they come alongside these people and their brothers and sisters in Christ and begin to help develop those, help them mature in those gifts. They help bring training and education, instruction, so that they can grow and use that fully for God. Does that make sense? So, listen, I started out in a mercy gift, but I was still very self-centered. Okay. And so I may have reached out and went and sat with somebody, but I was internally like, I don't really want to be here. I want to be with my friends, you know? And so the heart wasn't fully there. Okay. Although I was stepping out and didn't even know I didn't even know that was really a God thing. I just knew that my heart was pulled to that and I obeyed. See, there come a point where God began to say, Tammy, I don't want you to just do it because you're compelled to do it. I want you to do it from the heart. See, everything we do is to come from the heart. He said, speak truth in love. Everything is to come from the center. God is love. And so he's the center. And so everything I do needs to flow out of God. And so God is raising us up to that place where our gifts even will flow from the source, which is love, which is God. And so anything outside of that can actually wound and damage, and it needs to be matured. And that takes time. It's a process of God working that out in us. I'm still growing in that. Amen. And so I believe until he calls me on, I'm still going to be increasing and progressing in flowing from the source. Amen. So these foundation, the fivefold, I guess, if you want to call it, will come alongside. So I just want to encourage you to get, after we talk about this, get with your pastor, get with those leaders in your life and just say, hey, you know what? I believe God has gifted me in this area, and I want to grow in this, okay? Would you help me grow in it? Get with somebody who will help you begin to develop in that. You can also, we're so blessed now, you can get books on it, okay? You can order a book on, if you say, okay, I've got the administrative gifts. Look up administrative gifts online and it'll pull it up. And I'm not saying everything is going to be accurate, but it gives you a starting point, okay? Always hold everything to the word, because everything you pull up on Facebook or on the web doesn't mean that it's actually truth. So you really have to hold it to the word of God. But there's a lot of good stuff out there. You can even get with your pastor or a spiritual leader and just say, hey, what would be a good book to begin to start to understand this more? It's so eye-opening. And if you've never done it, it'll just make you come alive. alive, because it's like you're reading this book and you're seeing yourself in it. You're like, this is me. And it's all coming together and it makes so much sense. So I would encourage you, after the Lord begins to reveal to you where you're gifted, to begin to dig deeper and begin to study the word on it. Begin to seek God to help you grow in that. The Holy Spirit is in you. And one of the things he does is he's going to help you mature. So ask him, Holy Spirit, you know, I'm seeing these things are gifts that maybe I was born with, and I need you to help me develop them and grow in them. Show me how to develop in these, and he'll begin to do the work. Amen. All we have to do is ask. We have not because we ask not. And so, as the leaders set in the church will come alongside and help you, they're going to help train and guide you, help you mature in these foundational gifts. And like I said earlier, these foundational gifts can actually open the door to even the ministry gifts in Ephesians. Okay. And so, let me say it like this. For example, if you have the gift of prophecy, okay, one of the things he's talking about in here is prophesy. If you have the gift of prophecy, and we're going to break down what that is a little bit, if you have that gift, you may, in the beginning, prophecy is one of those speaking gifts, okay? You're going to speak, and a lot, let me say, I do have that gift, okay? God has given me that. Let me just say, it's one of the things that I think I was born with, but it was not one of my strongest, but I would speak, and I began to speak from the very, very beginning was the word of God. Okay. So prophecy has many different layers. Okay. So some will hear it and say, you're not teaching about prophecy, right? Cause it's just this. And another says, no, it's this. Let me say, prophecy is like, I love to think of it like a flower. There are many different layers, okay? I believe they are, I hate to say levels, but there are places that you go and you grow into, okay? There is more to come. There is more to bloom from this. It's not a one-level deal, okay? God opened our understanding. It's not just preaching, because I used to think that it was just preaching, right? But even before I understood what prophecy was, I was giving a prophecy to a person, and I didn't understand it. I was saying, I feel like the Lord is saying, and I didn't even know. I thought, man, I'm going to share this with this person and they're going to think I'm crazy. Come to find out, it was right spot on. And I didn't even know the details of their life, but it was literally laying it out for them. And God gave that to me. To give glory to anybody other than God is to just dishonor the Lord, to dishonor the Father. And God will show us the layers of this. But let me say it like this. In the beginning, I began to just open my mouth. I just was compelled to preach the word of God. Okay, I wanted to just teach the word of God, preach it. I shared the prophecies, everything he had already. I was beginning to prophesy. I was beginning to open my mouth and give the prophecies that the word of God held. But then I want to say, then I came into, if you want to say that gifts of the Spirit, okay, 1 Corinthians 12. Now the gift of prophecy went to another level. All of a sudden, it wasn't just preaching the word and preaching the prophecies already spoken. All of a sudden, now I begin to have personal prophecies for people. And I didn't understand it, but they were for these people personally. And it was things about their life that I shouldn't have known, but I was able to release unto them. See, this was taking it to a different level. It was supernatural. It was my natural born gift with God's super on it. My brother Joe from church says God will take our natural and put his super on it, and it becomes supernatural. Okay, so God was beginning to take that thing and take it to a different level, and I didn't understand it. And as you begin to allow him to grow you up in that, then there can come a point where he can set you in his house as a prophet in the house. Okay, because you've been growing in this. And he's taking you to a different level, okay? And I hate using the word level, but I don't know how else to describe it. I don't want to say anybody's higher than anybody. But there is hierarchy in the church, if you want to say it. Just like in a family, we have mothers and fathers, and we have children. It's just the way it is. I believe that when God begins to set people in apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, they aren't to be idolized, but they are to be honored. They're not to be glorified, but they are to be respected and appreciated, okay? Because what happens is they become mothers and fathers in the household. That's the way I like to look at them. These people are mothers and fathers helping me understand, helping me to grow, showing me the way, you see? And if I'll come up under them, they can help me, I believe, get there quicker. I've seen it so many times, people not willing. They say, well, I've got the same God in me. And I say, yes, yes, you do, 100%. But without coming up under, I'm going to tell you right now, I wasted a lot of my days, okay? God redeems my days, praise God. But I wasted so much of my time because I was a loner, if you want to say it. I just kept going off. I thought that I had it all figured out. I didn't need no help. I had the same spirit in me. And I was not willing to say, hey, I am serious about doing what God called me to do. I want to get to the end of my life and say, just like Jesus said, I have finished the work you gave me to do, Father. I don't want to go on my own and say, I got it all. No, that's foolishness. Yes, I have the same God, but he set these people in my life for a purpose, and I want to come up under them and say, help me. I want to get there as quick as I can get there. I don't want to waste any more of my days. See, I believe that so many times we squander our time because we're stubborn, we're prideful, we're not willing to humble ourselves, and there's some things in us that got to be worked out. And I was in that place. I'm saying it because I was in that place, and God had to take me through a season and teach me these things. And so I want to impart that to you. Don't look at these people as like, well, I don't need them. I got the same God in me. No, look at them like a mother and a father in the faith and say, I appreciate you, and I want to just learn from you. Help me, help me, help me. I want to get there. I want to get there. And listen, understand that you're not going to always agree with spiritual leaders in your life. It's just not going to happen. Guess what? Because we're growing. Did we always agree with our parents? Did mama and daddy always make us happy? Did we think that they actually knew what they were talking about? No. We thought they were crazy. We're like, nah, I always thought I knew better than my parents. And guess what? There came a day when I grew up and I said, whoa, mom and dad really did know what they were talking about. See, there came a day when I just woke up and I went, oh, okay, I understand. And I'm still waking up. I'm still waking up. I'm still coming into some revelation of those places. Some days I go, wow, I get it, God, I get it. And so it's the same even with our spiritual mothers and fathers in the faith. Please know, they are there to be a blessing to your life, to help you. So come alongside and let them come alongside you and do the work of ministry in your life, okay? So let me say it this way, and after I say this, we'll stop, we'll take a break, we'll pray, and then we'll jump into these gifts and break them down. Let me say this. Another way you can see this is maybe if you're someone who has a mercy gift, you're very strong in it, God can cause that to grow to the point where you will even set in as a pastor. I believe one of a pastor's gift needs to be a mercy gift. They need to be very strong in the mercy, okay? Because you're going to deal with a lot of just junk, okay? And if you don't have mercy, you'll be hard, and you'll be shutting people down, kicking them out. You're like, I'm done with you. I can't take you no more. But that's not to say if you don't have mercy, you can't be a pastor. But I believe one of the gifts that he can take is mercy. He can move you into pastoring because you remember when Jesus, it said that he saw the sheep and they had no shepherd, and it says he was moved with compassion, okay? He was merciful for the flock, and so he shepherded them. And so I believe mercy can flow into that at some point as you grow in that, okay? I believe the teaching gift can cause you to one day set into the teaching position. If you have the gift of administration, ruling, leadership, it can eventually one day set you in as even an apostle, okay, over a house. And so all that to say, allow God to use you right with the gift you have right now. Until you begin to let God use you with it, it's never going to grow to that place. Sometimes, let me say, I have someone dear to me, and they see themselves as an apostle, okay? But they've not been willing to go through the process to step into that. And so they may feel like they're walking as an apostle, but they're not. Because the they've not been set in that position. You can call yourself that all day, but I believe what's happened is the person has it in their heart. The dream is there. God has said, I've called you to be an apostle. Remember, Paul said, I was called to be an apostle. Okay, he was called. And so I believe what that person is experiencing is a call. But until they're willing to say, let me come up under and really develop in these gifts of leadership and all that, you're not going to be able to be entrusted with that. There's a season and a process. Don't bypass that. It is so important. If we bypass that process, I believe we'll get to that place, we'll set in that position, and it won't work. And something will be out of order, okay? So just trust the process. Know that if it's in your heart to pastor, it's from God. It's from God. If you have a desire to teach, it's from God. But get with somebody who will help you grow and develop in that to the point where you can, they're going to come in and help you see the pitfalls. They're going to come in and say, hey, you know, I see this in you. That's what I love, boy. See, that's why a lot of times we don't want to submit to anybody, because they can see things in us we don't see in ourselves. Okay. I have had people say to my, and speak into my life and say, Tammy, this is in you and it's going to have to go. I'm like, at first I was irritated. I was like, you don't know who I am. Blah, blah. I'm just being honest, man. I mean, I was hardcore, boy. I was ugly and hateful. I was like, no, I don't think you know what you're talking about. I'd go off. I'd pout. I'd cry. I'd scream, throw a fit. And I'd sit down. And I'd go, wow, that's in me, God. It's in me. Thank you for bringing it to light. Go back. I'm so sorry. You were right. And you know, I had such wonderful mothers and fathers in the faith. They just say, all is forgiven. Now let's move on. You see, that's what a mother and father will do. I was stubborn and rebellious, and that had to be dealt with in my life. That had to be broke off, or it was going to ruin not only me, but all those I would take with me. Do you understand that? There's a great responsibility taking on these things, but it is also a great honor and a privilege. And God wants to take us all into a place where we can grow and mature and be used to the fullness that God intended to use us. Amen?